Alright, so what I want to talk to you about is release. Like, what is your release? What is your release? I know we all go through things as people. I know me, I hold my shit in and all my shit floods out like a fucking volcano on a mountain. I know some people, they won't express it to you. You're going to feel the pain when they talk. But the real question is, what is your release? That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's process is different. Some people will fall to the drugs, you know what I'm saying? Some people put that shit up their nose, some people put that needle in their arm. But that's just how the shit works sometimes. We all just looking for a release, so that's what we're going to talk about today. It's not going to be long, but it's going to be sweet. Anthony Martin Podcast, welcome, episode 5.
I want you to know right now that anybody who's ever reached a higher level, whether it's in art, dancing, singing, sports, business, relationships, or even spirituality, has had a major obstacle that they had to overcome. You cannot change the past. What you can do, however, is give your very best in this moment for a better future. You have to understand, something that no longer exists cannot truly harm you in this present moment. It is only the meaning you give it in your own thoughts that actually hurts you. If you don't want your past to hold you back any longer, stop giving it energy, stop giving it focus and attention, because that's what makes it grow, that's what gives it power over you. It's whatever you give the most amount of your attention that you will get more of. So if you keep thinking about the pain and the problems and everything you've been through, well then you're going to keep experiencing it. It's just a surefire way to make yourself into a victim of life. Don't let it control you any longer.
Alright, so we're talking about release today, guys. So one of my biggest releases would be just being creative. Ever since I was a kid, I can remember drawing things or just writing. I like history and English when I was in school. I always have written my own stories or just record music. I went to art school. So I would say creativity is a big part of my life, and that is a great way for me to release some of the things that are pent up. Another thing is that love and support from my family, that definitely helps. Just to speak to someone that you know is coming with unconditional love. So that's two of my biggest releases, and not everybody has that, so I feel like I'm blessed. But what is your release? We all should find one. We all should find one. But yeah. It's been the Anthony Martin Podcast. And before we wrap it up today, you guys, you know I got to have that music segment. We do that every episode. So we're going to have a music segment. And then after that, we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to speak with you guys one more time. And then that'll be episode 5. And again, thank you anybody who decides to take a listen. Our family. All right, so that was our music selection for the episode. That was Big Crit the Vent. So, my final words for you guys today before we part ways and we come back and we speak again as we do is find a release, man. Whatever your release is, find that. That way you can deal with the pressures or whatever you're facing. With your head up and with dignity, and you walk out that door every day. So just remember that. Find your release, you know, and then tackle the day. You know? Win. It's the goal, you know. But I'm just talking, man. This has been the Anthony Martin Podcast, episode 5. It's a pleasure speaking with you guys again, man. Y'all take it easy.